Good morning. You are in the right place. Always a pleasure to be here to worship you together in Jesus Christ. This morning, the message is about parenting. And I hope this blesses those who are parents. This and those who are going to be parents soon, and then those who still have parents. And I personally hope and pray that this message will set you free from what I call a burden to feel and think that we have to transform our child's heart. And so our passage comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1-4. And so if you remember in the story, they stand to read God's word together. So I don't know if you do that already, but ever since we studied the book of Nehemiah, we've stood to read God's word together. So let's stand and read God's word together. We'll just read in Chinese.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。 这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。Amen.
You can have a seat.
大家请坐。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Abba Father.
我们在天上的父。
We thank you, Lord, for being our Father in heaven.
我们感谢你是我们天上的父亲,
who not only created the universe,
你不仅是创造世界,
but came and you hear the plea of your children.
你也来到我们当中, 来爱你的小孩,
and you sent your only Son to die on our behalf.
你为差派你的独生爱子为我们的罪而死,
because of your great love.
因为你, 你永远的伟大的爱,
And so we thank you. Would you be with us this morning? Would you transform our hearts?
谢谢你们，求你就在我们当中，你来更新我们的心。
We pray this in Christ's name.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Just in case you'd like to take notes,
我知道我们当中有些人, 会做笔记,
which is great, here's a small short outline.
这里就是, 给大纲。
So the first point is to stop provoking your child to anger.
第一点是讲到我们不要去激怒，停止激怒孩子。
And the second is to shepherd and train your children in the Lord.
第二点是在主里面我们要培养育牧养和教训小孩。
So if you have a main point, it's that we're capturing our hearts of children requires the parents to stop provoking your children to anger and to shepherd and train them in the Lord.
所以今天的信息的要点是讲到我们要来抓住孩子们的心。第一个就是要停止激怒孩子们，然后第二个是要牧养和教训他们。
Right, so first is to stop provoking our children or our child to anger.
第一个就是不要惹儿女的怒气。
It points here first, Paul wants to point that out here that, you know, fathers or parents, do not provoke your children to anger.
第一个就是讲到我们做父母的，我们不要去激怒孩子。
It's actually a new concept that Paul is actually trying to bring to us as parents.
这个是使徒保罗他带给我们一个新的观念。
And what is this new concept? He's trying to say that, hey, you need to also take into account your children's feelings as well.
这也是说到，当我们在教训孩子的时候，要把孩子们他们的感受、情绪也放入到我们的考量里面。
See, this is new and revolutionary because in a patriarchal society or when the father figure is absolutely right all the time, it's hard to take into account a child's perspective or feelings.
特别是在当时，这个 父亲的权柄是非常的绝对，那要把这样子把孩子们感受 放入到考量里面，这是一个改革新的一个想法。Because
what Paul's concerned about is that the child's anger stems from the parents.
使徒保罗他所提到告诉我们的是，孩子们的怒气常常是源自于父母亲的。
Now, I know that sometimes the children can really take advantage of this.
我知道有时候孩子们就会利用这一点。
And parents, you need to discern on these occasions when your child is trying to take advantage of you.
我们作为父母亲的，我们要仔细我们的孩子们是不是利用这一点。
Now, realize that there's many battles and that there's a war going on, okay?
在我们的生活里面，我们跟孩子们常常就是有这些的征战。
You can lose an occasional battle.
有时候我们就会打输了这场。
Maybe they tricked you.
可能他们就是做个小诡计愚弄我们。
And you didn't realize it.
我们没有注意到。
But it's important to keep that it's a long-term war, okay?
要注意到这是一个长期的一个战争。
But let me focus on this. You are the parent.
我们要注意到的是，你们是父母。
The child is a child.
孩子就是孩子。
Okay, the child is not the parent.
孩子们他们不是父母。
The child should not be bossing the parent around.
孩子们不应该他来控制父母亲。
They shouldn't be telling the parent what to do because of their feelings and their short-term logic.
不是因为他们的感受或者是他们的短期的逻辑来告诉父母亲该做什么。
Remember, you as a parent, you're thinking of the long-term perspective.
要想到你是作为父母亲，你要想到他们长期的影响。
You're thinking of their long-term needs.
你要想到他们长期的需要。
And the biggest concern as a believer in Christ is what their soul is, which is eternal.
而我们最要关心的是他们的灵魂，这是存到永恒的。
Okay, so keep that in mind. Okay, so.
所以我们要常常记得这一点。
As parents, we're trying to keep the long-term perspective in mind.
作为我们父母亲的，我们要关心他们的是长期的影响。
Next, we kind of sometimes we provoke our children in anger because really. The child is rebellious.
很多时候我们激怒他们，认为他，因为他们是他们反抗。
And the child rebels when the parent gets angry.
特别是父母亲怒气的时候，孩子们他们就越反抗。
And sometimes when the child does this, they kind of run away from the parent.
也因为这样子，所以他们就远离了父母亲。
And they slowly, what happens is they don't need the parent, and then ultimately they don't need God.
这样子呢，慢慢他们就觉得他们不需要父母亲。最终呢，他们就觉得他们不需要神。
So instead of provoking our children in anger, let's engage our children in love.
所以我们不要去激怒孩子们，而是反而要把他们放在一个爱的环境里面。
Because we, as you know, as parents, we're actually the first people our children are going to encounter, right?
事实上，我们作为父母亲的是孩子们他们第一个接触到爱的对象。
And instead of like anger, okay, we encounter them with love first.
我们不要用怒气。去让他们感受到，而是反而是要用爱。
Right, because how many times you go to the hospital and you see the parents really angry? How come you had to come out of mom?
我们在医院里面从来没有看到，就是说那个父母亲。
你为什么从妈来出来了？
从母父的肚中出来。
Right, you don't see that. You see, wow, that's because you know the mom is like literally in like okay anyways maybe that's just what the moms are usually in grievous pain, but once the child is born she is so happy, right?
虽然妈妈在生产的时候非常痛苦，但是她看到孩子生出来的时候她非常的高
兴。I mean, could you imagine what the child's face might look like if they see their mom in torment? Like,
你可以想象这个孩子怎么来看这个，看到他第一眼看到妈妈的时候。
But see, the first thing that they see is mom and dad like just so happy and 开心的 right? They're just smiling with joy, amounts of joy.
可以看到这些刚刚出生的孩子，他们第一眼所看到的是这个父母亲为人父母的开心。
So we need to engage our children in love.
所以我们要用爱来环抱我们的孩子。
Not just any ordinary love, but agape love, right?
不是一个普通的爱，而是一个爱加倍，这个牺牲的爱。
A willingness to die for our child.
我们愿意为我们的孩子而死。
Now, this doesn't mean to put the child on the pedestal.
这不是说把我们的孩子呵护在一个台上。
And do everything for them.
我们为他们做所有的事情。
But it's important for us to know that we need to protect them from not just physical danger, but spiritual harm.
很重要的是
them how to read the Bible.
你有没有让他们看见你是怎么样来读
圣经 Are you showing them how to pray?
你有没有让他们看见你是怎么来祷告的
I mean, it's not the responsibility of the Sunday school teacher downstairs.
这些责任并不是这些楼下的这些主日学的老师们
It's not the responsibility of your pastor here.
也不是牧师的责任
But see, it's important for the fathers to be a part of the home.
而是非常重要的是，父亲要在家中有扮演这样的角色。
And regardless if you take a Christian perspective or non-Christian perspective, you know, in all of the, write-ups, okay, they say that the father figure is so important in any household.
不论是从基督的观点或是非基督观点, 都有一个很重要的就是在家中必须要有父亲的这样的角色。
So fathers, be in the lives of your children.
所以我们, 父亲, 我们要在, 我们要在我们的孩子们当中让他们看见。
And if you are a widowed or, you know, you're a single mom, you know, search for a fatherly figure.
同样的, 即使你是单亲的, 也是一样, 你要, 让你的家中也有这个父亲的这个角色。
And if you need help, please come and talk to us.
如果你需要的时候, 可以来, 另外的时间来找Pastor Mike。
Okay. The second one. So what's this training and the gospel?
第二个是讲到我们, 教训跟警戒的一个必要性。
Remember, training has to do with discipline, right?
我们讲到, 那个, 我们训练, 我们教训他们是, 其实跟这个管教有关。
So it's important for us to know what discipline is and what punishment is.
所以一个很重要的是, 我们要能够分辨管教跟惩罚的不同。
Why? Because we as parents, we get really easily confused what is punishment and what is discipline.
为什么呢? 因为呢, 我们自己呢, 很容易就把
管教跟惩罚呢搞混。为什么? Why? Because we discipline from what our parents have taught us how they discipline.
为什么呢? 因为我们自己成长的时候，我们的父母亲是这样子管教我们，把用惩罚的方式。And
here's a great chart from, and this is from James Dobson and Focus on the Family.
这是从爱家协会里面 告诉我们的一个表格。And
if you look at what's the purpose of punishment, it's to inflict penalty for doing something wrong.
所以讲到 惩罚的目的是什么呢? 是因为呢, 因为触犯而来惩罚的。
But the discipline, the purpose of discipline is to train for correction and maturity.
管教呢, 其实是为了纠正, 为了成熟而做的。
The focus of punishment is on the past, the wrong.
那惩罚的焦点呢, 是放在过去, 错误, 过错的行为。
But the focus of discipline is so that they could do things that are right in the future.
但管教的话, 另外一方面,他所注目,注意的,关心的是将来正确的行为。
The attitude of punishment usually is hostility. You know, you have a parent getting angry, they're frustrated, and that's usually from the parents.
从惩罚的这个, 态度, 在父母亲上面所显出来的就是一个敌意, 就是很, 挫折感。
But if you see the attitude in discipline, it's not that of frustration or of a hostility, but it's of really love and concern.
但是如果是出于管教的态度就不一样了，它是更多的是出于爱，更多的是出于挂念。
And here's the fruit or the results of it. You see the emotions of the child. They're really, you know, a punishment. They're scared. They're afraid. They're fear. They have a guilty heart.
那惩罚所带出来的结果就是孩子们他们的感受就是担心跟害怕。
But if you see the one of discipline, the child's is secure, feels secure.
但管教所带出来的结果是孩子们他们有安全感。
And then you see the closeness to them of the parents. So when it's punishment, they feel far away from the parents.
另外我们从 惩罚所带出来的孩子们跟 父母亲就是离得更远。
But in discipline, you see them drawing closer to the mom or dad.
而管教所看到的是反而他们跟父母亲是更亲近。
Now let me say this at the end here. It says, The need for loving discipline and correction is needed, but it's not enough.
管教, 跟警戒是必须的, 但是光有这些还不够。
Discipline is not going to change the heart.
我们管教的话是没有办法去改变孩子们的心的。
And in here I put on there, if law enforcement could change the heart, Jesus will never have to come.
如果, 如果法律跟执行能够改变人心的话, 耶稣就不需要来了。
Right? Because if all the laws were there for you to change, why would Jesus need to come? Because we would all be very good at obeying the law, right?
如果我们都能够遵行，我们都能够做得很好的话， 耶稣就不需要来了。
Like for example, those who drive. If a police officer were to drive next to you the whole time, you wouldn't break the law at all.
就好像我们开车的时候，如果旁边另外一辆警车一直跟着我们的话，我们都不会 违法。
You're like, oh, I never drive faster than the speed limit.
所以呢，你会说我从来没有超速。
Anyways. Third point here, and it's the bottom one. People forsake behavior modification and not the gospel.
另外一点很重要的是，人们厌弃的是这个行为的纠正，而不是福音。
A lot of times as the youth pastor, we hear a lot of times, you know, a mom or dad, and they'll come to us, you know, my son or daughter in college now has walked away from the Lord.
很多时候，很多父母亲来跟我这个青少年牧师说， 我的孩子们他们远离了神。
And it's really sad to hear and see.
那听到这样子，他们跟我说是非常难过的一件事。
But sometimes people actually wonder about this because I don't think they forsake their faith.
但其实我们很多时候在纳闷， 人们他还，特别是孩子们，他们并不是要舍弃， 这个福音。
Because it was really not their own faith, but their parents' faith.
因为呢，他们所离弃的并不是他们自己的信仰，而是其实是父母亲的信仰。
But it wasn't a faith in Jesus Christ, but a faith in behavior modification.
其实这个信仰呢，也不是， 在耶稣基督里面的信仰，这其实只是一个行为纠正的信仰。
Right? Because what we happen to see is we tend to gravitate towards external behavior changes.
因为我们倾向于是看到他们的外在，他们的行为。
But it never changes the heart.
但是我们又注意到的是要让他们改变他们的心。
Right? We can see this child all of a sudden become so very nice, but then in the heart is like, oh, I hate this person.
也许我们看到他们这孩子， 外表他行为非常好，但是他们却没有想到他内心里面正在恨恶一个人，非常压迫。
Because real heart change needs to take place so that the behavior and the attitudes and then finally the actions change.
只有内心的改变发生了以后，在外面的行为才会改变。
Alright, so how do we grasp onto our and change our child's heart?
我们怎么样能够让我们的孩子们改变他们的心呢？
Well, first I want to say, it has nothing to do with us, really.
第一个我要说的是, 不是靠我们自己。
Only Jesus can change.
只有耶稣基督能够改变他们的心。
Okay. Now, here are five questions that Paul Tripp gives us.
在这里也有讲到，我们可以问五个问题来帮助，能够来抓住他们的心。
Okay, the order of the questions is important, but it doesn't matter how you phrase the question. Okay?
怎么个问不是那么重要，但是问这五个问题的次序是非常重要的。
You're not lecturing the child, you're having a conversation with them.
你不是给他们上课。
Okay, so first, what happened? What's going on here?
第一个要问的是，发生了什么事情？ 怎么了？
Because the answers your child is going to reveal is going to reveal what's in the heart.
当他们回答的时候，其实就是回答他们内心的一些情况。
Okay, so the second question is, what were you thinking or feeling as you were doing this?
第二个问题要问的是，在发生的时候，你的感受是什么？你正在想什么？
Now, again, the question is about the heart.
同样的，这个问题也是在问关于他们内心的事情。
And even if you don't get a good answer, you're trying to teach your child to examine his or her heart.
即使你没有得到很好的答案，但没有关系，你在帮助他们在审视他们自己的内心。
Because the heart is always desiring, they're feeling, they're thinking, right?
因为他们的内心里面就是有这些的思绪，有这些的欲望。
The heart is formative or in control.
其实呢，就是这些 思绪跟他的欲望正在框架形成他们。
So the third question, what did you do in response?
第三个问题就是说，你在问，在当时你是怎么回应的？
Right? Don't worry about them getting a good answer again. Don't worry about winning or being right in this. It's going to be a process. Okay?
同样的，不要去担心他们回答的是不是正确的，也不要去想你要在这次能够赢得这个之间的这个冲突。
And you're going to do this 10,000 times.
我们会做这一万次，上万次。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
And every time you're doing this, you're giving insights. You are getting insight about your child, and the child is also getting insight about their own hearts.
当我们每一次这样子问的时候，其实我们就是进入到他们的内心。
And they're getting insight about how ugly their heart is.
这样子我们就可以帮助他们看见他们自己的内心是多么的丑恶。
And isn't that beautiful for them to see how ugly their heart is?
能够帮助他们看见他们自己内心的丑恶, 这是不是一件很美的事情?
You're like, huh? How is ugly beautiful?
丑陋怎么跟美丽放在一起?
Because you're having this conversation to break the child's blindness in their heart.
因为我们这样做是让他们对他们自己内心的这个盲点
Because what's in there is they can't see that sin in their heart.
因为他们的罪，他们没有办法看见他们自己的内心。
So the fourth question is, why did you do that? What were you trying to accomplish by doing that?
第四个问题就问他们说，你为什么要那么做？你想要达成什么事情？
Because this gets to the motive and the desires.
这个就是要让他们去看见他们的动机，他们的欲望是什么。
Okay. Wrong thoughts equals wrong desires equal wrong behavior.
有错误的想法就会有带出错误的欲望，就会带出错误的行为。
So what was the result?
最后就问他结果如何。
Right? What's the fruit of this? Because when you plant something, you harvest something, right?
就好像我们种的是什么，我们收的就是什么。
For me, I can never have a sermon without planting, so I'm sorry.
我很自然的，我很喜欢种东西，所以我的讲道常常用这个种东西来处
理。So question five is all about the fruit. So where did you plant the seeds?
所以第一个问题就是讲到的是结果，你种的是什么。
Well, in question two and four, right? This is where they thought about the thoughts of why they did it.
那就是第二个问题跟第四个问题在问的。
Okay, so how early can you have this conversation?
这样的对话谈话什么时候开始？多早开始？
Well, I think it takes two parts.
这里有两个部分。
The first part is the child needs to be teachable and understand what you're saying.
第一个是当孩子们他们已经能够理解你说什么的时候，就要开始跟他们开始有这样的对话。
And the second part is very important as well. It's for the parents.
第二个呢是关于父母亲自己，这也是非常重要的。
How good are you at being patient and a loving teacher?
你自己多有耐心，你自己是不是能够成为一个有耐心的老师？
This is a very key element. If you cannot be, okay, teachable and loving and patient, it's not going to help the child.
这一点是非常重要的。我们父母亲自己都不是一个受教的，我们自己没有耐心的，没有爱心的，我们就不能。
Okay, so you need both parts.
所以我们两方面都需要。
Now let me give you an illustration or example of how this works.
Okay, 大家一个例子。
Okay, pretend I'm the parent and Pastor Terrence is the child.
No, I'm just kidding. 他是父亲，我是他小孩。
So what happens is, and this did not happen in church, this did not happen in one of the families that I was at. Okay, so try. Okay, it didn't happen here.
以下纯属虚构。
Okay. So what I see, a brother, an older brother.Takes a truck and he hits his younger brother.
做哥哥的拿着一个东西打他弟弟。
So I go.
拿一个卡车打他弟弟。
So I go as a parent.
所以我作为一个爸爸，我就跟。
I first comfort the 2-year-old.
我先去安慰弟弟。
And then I go speak with the 4-year-old.
然后我跟这个哥哥说话。
So what's going on here?
发生了什么事情？
He took my toy.
他把我的玩具拿走了。
Okay. What were you thinking?
好，那你当时是怎么想的？
I was mad.
我非常的生气。
Now this is incredibly insightful, right? You know that he's angry, right? So it's a significant confession.
这种能够帮助我们能够有鉴察，因为我们知道他里面心里是怎么想的。
So what did you do?
那你那个时候怎么做呢？
I hit him.
我打了他。
Why did you do that?
你为什么要这么做？
My truck. It's my truck. Mine.
这是我的卡车，我的。
Again, this is really quite insightful because it's his truck.
这也让我们能够看见清楚，知道他所要表达的，这是我的卡车。
You're learning that when someone takes something from him, he will violently respond with a physical force.
使你能够察觉。当有人从他身上拿走他的东西的时候，他就会有这个暴力出现。
And that's the person who this child is.
这就是这个孩子他本身就是这样子。
Listen for a second here.
我们要注意。
This man is the man who is going to hit his wife.
这样的人就是当一个男人的时候，他会打他的太太。
This man is the person who will grab his daughter or son and take them along and pull them and then throw them in the room and then yell at them.
这样的人，将来他成为父亲的时候，他就会。拖着他的孩子，然后在走廊，然后把他丢到房间里面去。
This man will curse traffic and curse everyone around them.
这样的人是他开车的时候，如果有人插入的时候，他就会诅咒他们。
So what's the result of this?
那结果是怎么样呢？
Trouble with a capital T, right?
问题。
And of course, we need to discipline there, right? And we need to teach there.
所以我们要管教他们，我们要教导他们。
And it's different for each family.
每个家庭都不一样。
But we don't want to shy away from discipline, right?
我们不要从这管教里面远离。
And what's good about this question process is, hopefully you're not getting more angry, but you as a parent, you're slowly starting to relax.
在这个对话的过程当中，不是要让我们更发怒，而是我们慢慢的去明白。
And you're not going to discipline out of anger, but you're going to discipline out of love.
你不是 在怒气里面去管教，而是用爱来管教。
Now what's great about this conversation is the child didn't say, "Hey, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, Dad. I'm an adulterer. Look, I'm."
在这个对话的过程当中，孩子他们不是说我就是那个罪人，我以后会做。
But it's a beautiful conversation because you finally get to see, hey, this child can process what just happened.
美的地方是在这个对话的过程当中，这个孩子们他会慢慢去看见。
And you as a parent get to see how you can process that with your child.
而是在这个过程的里面，你可以啊让看见这个孩子是如何。
And hopefully older, they'll be able to process it themselves.
同样的，相信慢慢他们长大了以后，他们也会在这个过程的里面去审视自己。
Now that's what parenting is all about.
这就是所谓的亲子教育。
You just have to do that 10,000 times.
我们要做的就是上万次。
All right, last point.
最后
，bringing them up in the Lord.
我们是在主里面养育他们。
Okay, first you need to nourish them.
我们要去养育、滋育他们。
Okay, this is the same nourish that was happening earlier about when they talked about husbands and wives, like husbands nourish their own bodies. So we as husbands, we are supposed to nourish our wives. This is the same nourish. So we need to bring them up in the Lord, right?
同样的这个字先前啊，在段经文之前里面讲到丈夫要怎么样去保养顾惜妻子是同样的一个字。
And my job as a parent is to help the child see the gospel.
作为一个父母亲的责任，我们就是要把他们带到福音里。
And to present the gospel in such a way that the child grows to understand what their heart's desire is.
我们要所呈现的福音是让他们能够看见他们是怎么样需要这个福音的。
And that they need to be saved.
他们要感受到是安全的。
The third point is for us to pray. I don't know how often you do this for your children, but ask for the Holy Spirit to create this need in their heart.
第三个很重要的是我们要为他们来祷告。我们让他们祷告，祷告他们能够明白他们有需要福音。
So there are three things to bring them up in the Lord.
Here's some, 我们可以用这三件事情来养育他们。
Here are some just practical ways.
这里有一些实际的一些做法。
And since we're running out of time, just, you can take a photograph of that. And then maybe I'll take a photograph of this and post it on the Facebook page. And I'll send it in WeChat.
我们可以把这个用手机把它拍下来。因为时间关系我们没有办法一条一条去。
But let me just focus on a couple. Be a role model for them to learn about God.
第一个很重要的是我们要让他们看见一个父母亲的榜样。
Pay attention to what your child loves.
我们要去关注孩子们他们喜爱的东西。
And how they learn.
他们是怎么样学习得到的。
Don't overschedule your children.
不要过度的排满你孩子们的行程。
Keep TV or other distractions to a minimum.
我们要把电视其他能够让他们分心的事情尽量的少量。
And learn something new yourself.
我们自己要学新的事。
Now here's the conclusion.
最后
and this is a scary part of being the parent.
这也是一个作为父母亲我们一个让我们害怕的现实。
No matter how good I am as a parent,
不论我这个父母亲有多好，
if my child doesn't learn how to talk, commune, relate with God,
如果我的孩子们他们不会跟神说话，不会跟觉得他们是属于神的。没有跟从神。
They'll not know God or have a relationship with Him.
他们就不认识神，他们就跟神一点关系都没有。
And as they become truly concerned and convicted about their own sin,
他们最后他们看见自己这样的一个情况。
And when they realize it's our job to bring them to Jesus Christ.
所以是我们的责任，我们要把他们带到耶稣基督的前面。
Again, it's God's job to transform the hearts.
是神的工作，神要来更新他们的心。
Not ours,
不是我们。
I'm to provide that avenue, that process for them to see their heart and their need for God.
我们只是引导他们走这条路，这个过程。
So I hope this releases you from any spiritual fear or anxiety that you have as a parent.
盼望这样能够让我们在身为父母亲的这种属灵的这种焦虑重担。
It's not my power, my plan, my thoughts, but it's God's job to transform their hearts.
不是我靠我自己的力量，我的思绪，我的方式去改变他们，而是神。
And there's help for people like me, like us.
这是能够帮助我们，就像我一样，我们。
Let us show our children how that we can identify with them.
让我们能够展现出来，是我们跟我们的孩子们是认同的。
That guess what? We too are sinful people.
让他们看见，我们也是罪人。
That we can say to them, I would never have done that as a child.
我们不要跟他们说，如果是还我像你这么小的时候，我不会那么做。
Because if we say that, we convey this message, you know what? I'm a better rule follower than you are.
当我们这么说的时候呢，我们就会说我比你更好。
I'm a better follower of the law.
我是在法律上做得更好的一个跟随者。
See, no one gives grace better than the person who believes they need grace themselves.
当一个人相信他自己很需要恩典的时候，他才能够给别人最好的恩
典。Let's repeat that again. No one gives grace better than the person who already knows that they need grace themselves.
只有一个人他知道他自己需要恩典的时候，他才能够知道怎么样给别人恩典。
And this will change your view on parenting. This will change your view how to capture your hearts for your
children. 这样子能够这样的观点能够帮助我们知道怎么样成为一个父母亲，怎么样去做亲子的教育。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we confess to you that we are of a people that are truly in need.
我们向你来认罪，我们自己真的是需要你。
But we are in need of a Savior.
我们需要救赎主。
In a heart that not just transforms our child's heart, but our own heart first.
不光是要来改变我们孩子的心，更是要来改变我们的心。
And Lord, I hope, Lord, that we would transform from people that hurt, but to love.
让我们改变不再去伤害，而是用爱。
I hope, Lord, that we would be able to be stewards to help our child to relate to you.
让我们能够成为孩子们是神的管家。
To see their need for you.
让他们看见他们需要你。
And see that there's hope in you.
让他们看见在你里面，在神里面有盼望。
Lord, I don't have too much patience, but help me to have patience and learn how to be patient.
主啊，我们自己是没有耐心的，求你来帮助我们有爱，有耐心。
Help us with those 10,000 times that we will need to talk.
让我们能够跟我们的孩子们能够有上万次的这样子的对话。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.